Today, our fellow citizens, our way of life, our very freedom came under attack in a series of deliberate and deadly terrorist acts. None of us will ever forget this day. Yet we go forward to defend freedom and all that is good and just in our world. Thank you.
Hello there. Welcome back to Leading with Sense. I'm your host, Tim. And today we're going to be doing a quick episode covering specifically the retirement benefits of being in a combat zone or a tax-free zone. So last episode, I did a deep dive into the nuts and bolts of the retirement system, the blended retirement system, the legacy retirement system, the high three, and just how each of those components worked with the thrift savings plan. So this episode is directly in conjunction with that, going over some specific benefits you get in the thrift savings plan or other retirement plans while you're in a, what they call a combat zone tax exclusion, a CZTE, or a direct support area. So when you are deployed to these different places, right? So you're deployed to Iraq, Afghanistan, I think Kuwait might still be a tax-free zone. So there's a lot of tax-free zones where we currently deploy. And there is much benefit to be had to contributing towards retirement while in these tax zones. So the contributions provide a greater opportunity for you to grow your TSP account through your tax breaks you're getting while you're downrange. And what it also allows you to do is it gives you a higher contribution limit while you're in that zone. Now, I don't necessarily recommend maxing out up to the extended contribution limit, but the tax breaks are a very, 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 very important thing. So if you go back and listen to the last episode, we talk about Roth versus traditional, where Roth, you pay taxes on the money when you get it in your paycheck and you invest it into a Roth TSP or a Roth IRA, individual retirement arrangement. And then that money grows tax-free, So when you're 59 and a half and you withdraw that money, that is tax-free. Now, the traditional, again, you pay taxes on it when you withdraw the money and you get the tax break now. So you get to deduct any traditional contributions from your adjusted gross income. And that's what you pay taxes on for the year, is that adjusted gross income. So that's the main part, again, that we're kind of focusing on: the Roth, paying tax now, not paying tax later; traditional, not paying tax now and paying tax later. And just for reference, so if you run some numbers, you know, you'll find that typically someone is going to contribute around $200,000 around their working lifetime if they're contributing 10 to 15% of their income. Well, that $200,000 is going to grow to over $1 million, right? So if you're in a Roth, you've already paid taxes on that $200,000. And then the difference between your account balance when you retire and that $200,000 is all tax-free. Where traditional, you would have paid no tax on the $200,000. But all that growth above, you know, that is going to be taxable when you withdraw it. Because again, most retirement accounts are going to be growth, not contribution. So on to the topic of the podcast, because I keep delaying it and rehashing the last podcast. But so when you're in these tax-free zones, you're not paying taxes on your income. You're not paying taxes on your income. So if we contribute to a Roth while we are deployed, those contributions are going to be tax-free in to the investment. And then, like I said, at 59 and a half, you get to withdraw it tax-free. it's going to be tax-free out. So tax-free in, tax-free out. Where traditional, you're going to get the tax breaks now, but by the way, you're not paying taxes. And anything that grows is going to be not withdrawn tax-free. You're going to have to pay taxes on that when you withdraw it. So if you're in a tax-free zone or a combat zone, definitely Roth is the way to go. Definitely Roth is the way to go, especially if you're getting the match. So if you're getting the match and you're doing a Roth, you know, your portion is going to be not taxed ever because you're in a combat zone and you're going to be able to withdraw at 59 and a half without penalty or tax. But your contribution match, your match you get on that with the blended retirement system, obviously that's going to go into your traditional and you will have to pay tax on that later. Now, something else I talked on real quick was the contribution increase. So how much can I contribute to my TSP? Again, it's along the same tax lines as a 401k. So a 401k, you can do $19,500 as of 2021, which is up from 2019, by the way. 2019, it was only $18,000. But now you can do more starting in 2020. Now 2021, you can do $19,500. Because normally that's the max you could do, $19,500. But if you're in a tax-free zone, this goes up to $57,000, right? But here's the thing. The max you can do in a Roth, period, dot, is $19,500 into your 401k or your TSP, even in a tax-free zone. So when you approach that contribution limit in a tax-free zone, you must then switch your contribution to traditional. You must switch that contribution to traditional. And I believe above the $19,500, you also lose the match. So you're not going to get a match on anything above $19,500 in your TSP. It's going to be $19,500 matched. And then when you switch to traditional, that is where you can go up to $57,000 total between the traditional and the Roth. So that's just a quick down and dirty. So to recap, the main points of this is if you do a Roth while you're deployed in a tax-free zone, you bring the money home tax-free, you put the money into the investment tax-free, and then when you're 59 and a half, you get to withdraw the money tax-free. So when you're in a tax-free zone, obviously there's a lot of hype around, oh, you've got to max out your TSP. You've got to max out your TSP. But I want you to stay grounded a little bit and think about your other goals you have also, because if you put all your money in your retirement while you're downrange, you can't touch it till you're 59 and a half. So I don't recommend you putting your whole income into your TSP just to get these tax benefits. I urge you to take these tax benefits up to 15% of your income into the retirement account if you're out of debt. So again, remember, if you're in debt, you're only going to be doing the 5% match. So you're going to be contributing 5% to a Roth, getting the 5% match. And that is what you'll get a tax benefit on. So if you're still in debt assault, money marching order number 3, again, you only have the 5% turned on. And this is why, this is one of the main reasons why I advocate for the 5% contribution so you can get that 5% match, especially if you're in a combat zone, because this is such a huge benefit that you're not going to pay taxes on that money. It's going to grow tax-free. So I know deployments are going away, kind of. I know a lot of commands have said, hey, there's not going to be more combat deployments, but they're still happening. They're still going on. And like I said, I was deployed for over 2 years during my 8 years in the military. So those 2 years, I had a significant amount of money go into my TSP tax-free. And when I'm 59 and a half, it'll come out tax-free. Now, if you want, you can also contribute to a Roth individual retirement arrangement, IRA, outside of the TSP while you're in a combat zone. And those contributions will also be invested tax free. Free, free, free. I feel like a commercial now. But anyway, so that's my quick down and dirty. When you're in a combat zone, go ahead, contribute to the Roth. It's going to be tax-free in, tax-free out, and you're going to see that money grow, obviously, tax-free. So until next time, I'm your host, Tim, and this is Leading with Sense.